The scripture passage from St. Luke's Gospel that Deacon Chuck just read is popularly known as the parable of the dishonest steward, or sometimes they say the wily manager. And it's probably one of the most difficult parables to understand in the entire New Testament. What is Jesus really saying here? It's kind of confusing. Well, we can grasp the meaning, possible meanings of this parable and its challenges for our lives as disciples of Jesus ourselves by kind of looking at some background things about it. The manager in the parable was in a moment of crisis. And as most people do in a moment of crisis, he asked himself a very important question. What shall I do? What shall I do? And that word in crisis in Greek means a time of decision. It's decision time. And the manager reached a time when he had to make that decision because he saw where his life was heading. Namely, he was about to lose his job. And that question, what shall I do, is actually the response that many people give to the message of Jesus Christ in Luke's gospel. Frequently, that call to discipleship of Jesus is answered in the gospel passages by saying, and she immediately got up and served him, or they immediately followed him. But St. Luke uses a different response. He has people saying, what shall I do? And we see that not just in this parable, but also in the parable of the rich fool with the harvest in Luke, and also with the crowds following John the Baptist, also the lawyer asking about eternal life in Luke chapter 10, also the ruler asking about eternal life in chapter 18, and even in the Acts of the Apostles, when the crowds ask that of Peter. So it's actually a pretty good question to ask oneself in a time of crisis. The manager realized he had to act immediately because of where his life was heading. Something bad was about to happen. And if he didn't do something, it would be a disaster for his life. And so he does act. Now, the big thing here that people get confused of when reading this parable is this. They think Jesus is praising the man for being dishonest, but that's not the case at all. That's not how the parables work. Jesus isn't praising dishonesty, but what is he praising about the man? He's pointing out the importance, Jesus is, of the initiative that the manager showed by taking charge of his life and doing what was necessary to prepare for his future. That's the whole meaning of this parable. Doing what is necessary for our future. And it's that kind of responsiveness that Jesus wants to see in all of his disciples when it comes to our spiritual lives especially. When we realize our need to grow in faith or to turn away from sin, that can be a crisis time. And then we have to act, do something to avoid spiritual disaster or to pursue spiritual growth. Because disciples don't just pray about what's going on in their lives, they also do something about it. So there's a couple ways where we could ask ourselves this same question, what shall I do? What was the last crisis you had in your life? Financial crisis, physical health crisis, relationship crisis. What was that last one and how did you handle it? And what is a typical spiritual crisis that people today experience? And what can they do in response to that crisis? That's the question to ask ourselves in response to this morning's gospel. What shall I do?